And behold, there came a leper and worshiped him. Behold, there came a leper. And the leper was worshiping Christ. What a scene this must have been. The leper, his very skin falling off the bone, diseased and ready to die, and an outcast among community. In the days of the Old Testament, and probably New Testament too, the lepers lived outside the city. They weren't allowed in the city. And actually, cities in those days had walls around them, and the lepers lived outside of the walls. And people would throw their garbage, their scraps over the walls, and that's how the lepers eat. So this guy was in a desperate need. He had leprosy. And he came to Jesus. Oh, it's always good when you're sick to come to Jesus. And that's what he did. He came to Christ and he said this, and I love this. Lord. The Lordship of Christ is so very important. Lord. Lord. That's where the Lord begins in saving a sinner. He sets up his throne room in his heart, where we don't come to Jesus strutting, but we come to him seeing him as Lord. We come to him without strength to save ourselves, with our sins, and we say, Lord. We come to him hoisting the white flag of surrender. I surrender to your Lordship. And I think personally the Lord creates this spirit within us. Save me or damn me, I trust you. Not my will, but your will be done. Have thine own way, Lord. You're the potter, I'm the clay. We don't come strutting. We don't come with our peacock feathers recommending ourselves to the Lord. Actually, we come to the Lord broken, begging for mercy, asking him to help us. Lord, and notice this, I love this. Lord, if thou wilt. That's another attitude that is created by the message of salvation by grace. The gospel is the power of God. We don't come to him recommending ourselves to him. Lord, if you want to. Or how about this? You don't have to. If you give me what I deserve, I'll go to hell. But Lord, if you want to. What a great spirit that is. Lord, if you will. It also acknowledges the sovereignty of God. It's your will.